sits. Then stopped and did some other tricks. Like pulling rubbins from his coat. Molding them against my throat. He lectured me in language strange. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. searching for soda bottles, get myself a door. Run down to the corner, down to the country store. Cash in me and give my money to a man named Curtis Lowe.
Oh!
Silence contagious in moments like these. Consume me and strengthen my will to appease. Passion that sparked me one terrible night.
Thank you.
and his little man found out at a fairground in town. But also he saw the young man. He groveled to one who stood by his side with a bucket that smiled his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips held the dollar quiver upon the cord. And the lights from the rides showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs, and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I'll hold in my hair as we speak." He was still looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket through the window, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on her face. She saw the doll's eyes, and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church. And she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel, and the people looked weak.
Through the clouds.
made her way toward the shore. When suddenly she felt a tugging at her toe. And the puppet she forgot wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle. Let's get Brian Brown out here, shall we, Brian Brown? Let's hear Brian.
What do you think of Brian Brown?
That's Brian Brown. What do you think about that, Brian Brown? He can ring his bell, ring your bell.
Yeah!
Oh,
Yeah.